Welcome to my podcast about Pax Europiana. That's in the light of the recent events, quite an important topic. I promote very much a peace system, which I will describe very detailed now. After Pax Britannica, Pax Americana, it's now time for Pax Europiana. Of course, in close partnership with our American friends, and I will explain that in detail, especially the cornerstone of our current world system, is, of course, the NATO Defense Alliance. And this is also the cornerstone for the peace system of the coming decades and more. But what we need is a more European pillar and a more stronger institutional rule-based approach. The 20th century Pax Americana, I think it has come to an end, and it should not be replaced by some kind of Russian or Chinese world order. I think that really nobody can want. And that would be a terrible vision of the world. So I'm advocating for a system which is built on enlargement of the existing institutions, NATO, European Union, OECD, OSCE, and also, of course, the WTO. And I will describe what I call the Seven Sisters, our current world order, which I will then outline how really we can establish and win this confrontation, which ultimately is very much about the second Cold War situation with Russia. I also will in detail explain when this started, why it started, but very much it's about Ukraine, obviously, about the Orange Revolution, about EU and NATO enlargement. But the answer is, of course, not to give up Ukraine or not to end NATO and EU enlargement, but to confront this challenge which we have. And to win by basically enlarging the institution and containing the Russian challenge, which there is. Yeah. So maybe to explain myself also, my name is Günther Fehlinger. I'm from Austria. I'm also for Austrian NATO membership, just to make that clear. I'm 52 years old and I'm a consultant, activist, NGO, sector and economic reformer. I have several in smaller NGOs, Europeans for Tax Reform, and the Integration Network for the Balkans, and also I'm very active in Austrian-Ukrainian relations. That's me basically in a short nutshell. I don't speak very good English. I will have to excuse myself for that one, but I really believe in English as the international communication language. I will try to speak as distinguishable and reasonable and understandable as I can. And excuse me for my Austrian accent. That's something I'm born with, hard to change. Arnold Schwarzenegger famously made it until governor of California. I don't have this ambition. I just want to explain what we really have to do and what the Western world, the free world, has to do in the coming years in order to win this battle. It's a battle, you know, it has happened in the Capitol Hills now. This is part of the battlefield now. It is happening in the German elections in 2021. It's happening everywhere. Excuse myself. And it's something I would like to contribute in the debate. I'm very active on Twitter under my handle, Günther Fehlinger. You can follow me there. Also, I have this YouTube channel, and I will also start now this podcast to make my case very clear and explain as well in this version how we have to really be more united between the US and the European Union and how we have to perform in the coming years. I'm very pro-European, I'm very pro-transatlantic cooperation, but I'm also critical towards the current appeasement and kind of this kind of fortress Europe, this kind of end of enlargement, this fatigue thing. And I'm totally, you know, angry about all this kind of negative weakness which we recently project. And I'm trying to make my contribution to make sure that we are ready for enlargement, that the countries in the Balkans and in Southeastern Europe and in Ukraine, they can join the European Union, NATO, adopt the euro. That's the main tools. And I will go in great detail about the history of these countries, the history about European unification. I don't claim that this will be a history podcast. I don't have the complete expertise for this. I'm an economist. I will also talk a lot about economic reform, about currency sector, but I will also talk about history of the Southeastern European countries. I will talk about the history of NATO unification. Especially, I will talk about German and Austrian role models, about Austrian solutions, but also about, because I'm from Austria, but also I like very much Austrian economics, obviously. I'm very much for free market solutions, but I'm also very much talking about the German unification situation and how the Americans have basically built a post-World War II world order. And this world order is so successful. We have now this amazing prosperity level, this unprecedented prosperity level. And of course, it's under threat. We have to defend it again. We have to prepare for the next 30 years of successful globalization. And we have to study exactly, and I will go in great details, also how basically Germany, Adenauer's Germany, after the Second World War, was rebuilt, reconstructed, re-educated, and it was very successful by doing the currency reform, the German mark back to the dollar, the NATO and the EU start in that year, and also the NATO membership of Western Germany, of the BRD. That's the role model for Ukraine. So that's basically the basic concept of this podcast. I have lived in Kosovo, I have lived in Ukraine, I've lived in Albania for the last 15 years, since 2005, 16 years soon, and I have lived 6 years before in Brussels, working for a European parliamentarian, and I've studied economics. That's more or less my background. And if you stay with me, and if you're interested, I will then face by face, in various series, explain exactly why NATO enlargement matters, why Ukraine should be member of NATO, why the Balkans should be member of NATO, why the euro is the tool for getting this done very fast, why these countries have to adopt the euro, of course, if they want, but we should encourage them. This is our common currency, and why EU enlargement matters very much, why we need free trade agreements with America, and why this is good, why we have to adopt Mercosur, and why we need to win this Cold War with Russia, and why a cooperation with China is needed to get all this done. So that's a lot of topics. My voice hopefully will keep me strong, and I hope that this is interesting for you, and I will explain now in the coming episodes all these facts and figures, and also lead you and guide you for all this. I have also a presentation which you can see on YouTube, but this will be my YouTube form to communicate this. Thanks a lot.